Well, All Saints Day is coming up on Monday, November 1st, but the All Saints Parish Catholic Church of Lamars, including St. Joseph, St. James Church, is kind of doing some celebration on Saturday, and I'm being joined by Father Travis Crotty. Father Crotty, I know that we're kind of celebrating the All Saints, but one of the other things that's going to happen this afternoon is a dedication ceremony. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. We've got a couple things going on. We've got All Saints Catholic Parish's first, hopefully annual, All Saints Festival this weekend of Halloween, which of course we know is the evening before All Hallows Eve, All Saints Day, the evening before All Saints Day, the patron of our parish here in Lamars. However, the church where we're sitting right now is St. Joseph's Church, which we know was built 9 years ago. We just celebrated the anniversary of the dedication of that on the 22nd of October. And we are celebrating also the dedication and the blessing of a new, an old but a refurbished St. Joseph statue. So our former St. Joseph statue that sat here in kind of the plaza outside of the church suffered some damage that couldn't be repaired. However, we had an older statue that used to hang on the original St. Joseph school that many people would have gone to, but that would sat in this same spot before Galen was even around. And the St. Joseph statue hung on the outside of the church, outside of the school rather, and then for a long time it sat in the foyer of Galen's school and was painted by art teacher Beth Schlichty. However, we realized that we had an outdoor statue sitting inside that we could use outside. So from all the help of Dick Ollers and the Wilchin Brothers Construction and so many more, we were able to refinish the statue, have it powder coated, and have a wonderful, beautiful pedestal kind of built and erected for such of an occasion. So we've got food trucks out here. We've got a climbing wall. We've got pumpkin paintings for the kids, and then at 1:30 we'll have our blessing of this refurbished statue to kind of complete our plaza out here in front of St. Joseph's Church of All Saints Parish.
Okay, so of course that's going to take place at 1:30 then.
1:30 today, yeah.
How long will the entire festival celebration be going on this afternoon?
We're starting this morning at 11, and it's going until 3 p.m. So we've got Loaded and Chicks and Waffles food trucks out here. We've got two inflatables and more pumpkins than I think we can handle. So bring everybody and paint these pumpkins. But then at 1:30, yes, we'll have this blessing, which will take about 20 to 30 minutes. Father Bruce Lawler will bless the statue and then preach a short sermon and then join us in a moment of prayer before we continue this great celebration of All Saints Day.
You couldn't have asked for a better day to have this celebration. The weather is just perfect.
Weather's perfect. We've got trees in beautiful color right now all over our campus. That's a great way to show off this beautiful campus we have here in Lamars at St. Joseph's site of All Saints Parish. Yeah, what a beautiful day for this event.
Okay, so the dedication itself takes place at 1:30. Let's talk a little bit about the significance of the statue. You kind of alluded to that already. It used to be in a former home here at St. Joseph, but now we brought it outside. Unfortunately, as you also mentioned, the previous statue was a victim of some vandalism, I guess, that thing. But kind of tell us about this particular statue then.
Yes,
again.
Absolutely, yeah. So the first statue that sat on this campus for a long time was a gift of the original pastor, Father Meese, who came from Germany and who's buried here in Lamars in the cemetery. And that statue sat on this property for over 150 years. However, it was getting old anyways, and then after the vandalism it suffered, it was not repairable. However, this statue hung on the outside of the original St. Joseph's school building. That building that sat here for years and years and years, many people went to, who went to Galen, but even before Galen in the early years of this parish, St. Joseph's school had a large metal, almost cast iron statue of St. Joseph, the patron of so many churches around here. St. Joseph, as Catholics honor him, is the patron of the universal church. He's the foster father of Jesus on earth and the guardian of the Holy Family. So many Catholics over the centuries, many Christians, have turned to St. Joseph and have given him honor for the blessings that God has given the world through him. So, you know, our patron of all saints, we remember the saints as those who've gone before us. As the letter to the Hebrews says, those witnesses who are cheering us on to run the good race well, St. Joseph being one of those witnesses who's run the race well. So he is this patron of this church building, patron of the Universal Church, patron of the grade school at Galen, and patron of so many churches around the area. So it's wonderful to celebrate St. Joseph. In particular, this year, this church year that ends in this upcoming Advent, so we're at the tail end of it, Pope Francis has dedicated this year to St. Joseph. So what a beautiful time to dedicate the St. Joseph statue in this year of St. Joseph.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much for visiting with Father Travis Crotty. And, of course, the dedication ceremonies that take place this afternoon.